You could maybe comment in the chat.
But I guess it shows all right, what I'm showing here.
Yes, we can see the presentation.
Great, because the one thing I don't like about these programs is that you don't see what the other people see. So it's a bit confusing all the time. So, okay, so my name is Anna, and I am from the Sustainable Development Office of Jyväskylä. And I was asked to give you some tips about what is sustainable living in Jyväskylä. And some of the tips, especially when we talk about recycling, do apply in mostly in any parts of Finland. But if you are not here yet and you're not able to come yet to Jyväskylä, you can always think about this. How does this thing work in your city? Because we are always happy to hear other examples, as part of my job is also to bring examples to the youth and give ideas and show those ideas. But sustainable living in Jyväskylä is the first our topic today. And because I can't see the chat at the moment from here, because I'm sharing, please, if you want to ask something while I'm presenting this, just open your mic and shout and stop me. But first of all, do you see the whole presentation now? Do you see it, or do I have to put it in a smaller scale?
I do see the whole presentation, not as a slideshow though, yeah. but the presentation is visible on my screen.
Oh, great, because this is how I see it better myself, because it's on presentation mode. Okay. So, first of all, why I am the one who's teaching you these things and telling you about these is I've been working in the Sustainable Development Office of Jyväskylä for about 14 years now. And our main goal is to make sustainable living as an everyday life. And there's a part of the pictures of things we do, and we are doing it in the level of people. We are working with the city level or governmental level as well, but with our main goal is to make it look easy and to be just a choice for everyday life. And mobility, sustainable mobility and waste management have been with us for years. And we are kind of the organization who knows who to know when you need to know something about this. We do teach about these things in schools, in various age groups, but we also handle kind of this kind of the theme in Jyväskylä, and know a lot of connections if you are later interested in these themes. And we work together with the university as well to teach there in these subjects about sustainability and the local level. But the thing most of the people think when you talk about sustainability or environmental education or the things we're talking is recycling. And that's the main thing people think it is. And that's why I think it's the first of all. Mostly we'll be talking about the recycling, the options in options here, and also the mobility will be the other subject, which will actually help you to make your decisions when you're here, if you are interested in this theme. And just to give a little bit of advertisement, it will be in Finnish, but when you have local friends, you can ask them to translate. We'll be having a social media campaign made by the youth of the high school and elementary school students about what kind of choices on sustainable living you can make in Jyväskylä. It's coming in later October. So that's just a little bit advertisement first. But recycling options at home. So in Finland, we have quite a variety of recycling points, and it's because we have the system in this in basically in everywhere in Finland where the recycling is done by the done by people. Some in some places, some places in the world, and some places in Finland, it is the waste is separated after it's been collected from home. But in Finland, and especially in Jyväskylä, the system is built on people. So people do it at home first. So that it's actually much cheaper that way as well. And we get the recycling percentage is much higher that way. And probably you will be living in an accommodation building, which will be kind of like this, that you'll have more than 4 apartments in that building, because these rules I'll show you here apply for that amount of housing. So you'll have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus next year 7 different points. Yes.
Anna, I don't think we're actually seeing the slide that you're referring to.
You're not seeing it, okay.
If it's slide number 3, no, we still are stuck on the first slide.
Oh, well, it's so pretty. Thank you. I think I just, I'll stop the show, so maybe that will help. Because sometimes it shows it in Zoom and sometimes it doesn't. So,
okay, now we can see it. Thank you.
Okay, so that's okay. Yeah. So you didn't see my beautiful, beautiful pictures of our what we did. But anyway, it's those of you will be seeing Instagram, for example, so it's not so fine. So here are the seven sisters of waste management. And the first one, you will not be seeing these a lot in English. There are English versions available, but I don't know how many houses actually do have them in English. But so you can always follow the colors and the pictures in these when you do the recycling. And the most important, in my opinion, will be the bio-waste, the brown one, which is everything that is actually compostable. So food and everything what you think you might come from the kitchen, from the food preparing and so. So that's quite easy mark. The blue one is glass, clear glass, everything you will be using in a kitchen, basically storing the food. So that will be that. And then there will be metal. The black one is metal and all the kind of things that are metal. And cardboard, the green one. And then I would be showing the paper one there, also green one, so which means the paper you bring from the post. So they are quite simple. It's not any rocket science to do it. But just to know which container is which and the thing that you are actually doing it at home. And the one which says SEKA, SECA, it's mixed waste. And that's the one which is left for everything else you are not able to recycle at home. I will show you a few examples of what you can't put it in there, but there's always an example. But those are the ones which are now. And then you will see the turquoise star that's coming up, plastics, in 2021. Probably not at the first quarter of the year in some housing, yes, but it depends on the accommodation building you are living in, how quick they are to join this collection. But that will be also available, and you can always recycle it by yourself. There are collecting points around the city to do it even now. But those are the 7 ones, and quite easy, not very complicated things, because it's just bio-waste, glass, metal, cardboard, paper. We know what they are. Paper, it's everything that comes from the post through the mail. So it's not cardboard, which comes through the mail. So that's quite a study, to kind of remember how to do it. But you can always ask. The cities, the waste management service, they can also give you advices in English, or then they will show and ask me if I can translate for them. So it's probably will find me then giving you advice. But they have some people who can also advise in English. But why we do it, you know, what we do it in here, in this city, because in Finland, the system is in a way that all the waste has their purpose. So my favorite opinion is the bio-waste, because glass, metal, and cardboard, paper, they are easy. You make new glass out of glass, you make new metal things out of metal, and so on. But bio-waste, how it's done in here, is first of all, it's been made to fuel the cars. So the first stop for the bio-waste here is the biogas industry. And the local waste management has their own factory for the biogas and a few points where you can fuel your car. For example, I have a car that runs with biogas, also with petrol, because they are both bio-fuel. But we'll make it into the fuel first. Also, the city's waste trucks run through in the city center with the biogas. And it's very good because to compare with the petrol cars, it's less these small emissions, because city, when you drive in a city with small, very low speed, it creates more minor pollution. So when you are driving with biogas, there is no these minor pollution particles what will come from the petrol. So it's very good for the air quality in the city center. And also we have one line of the bus line, the long bus line, running with the biogas as well. So it's very useful to separate bio-waste from the other waste, because it's very usable. Some of the taxis run with the biogas, and it's something what is done in many parts of the world. But we are really proud here because we can make it from our own citizens' bio-waste, which is the waste that will come anyway. You basically cannot live in a city without producing any bio-waste. It's quite a humanly impossible, because we don't eat everything we get in the kitchen, even though we wouldn't bring any waste food or something. But it's very usable material. But also there are few of these recycling points which you don't find at home and which you still should recycle in here is the batteries. The red box in here is the batteries and small batteries, like from the mobile phones or some kind of electrical toothbrush, that kind of things. The little batteries from those go the red box, and there you can find them in every shop that sells batteries. They have to take the old batteries back. And what you really need to remember is that you should tape the battery's navel. So the point from the battery, you should tape it even in a home. Take this into your memory, that if you have an empty battery, please tape both ends of it, because batteries might, in connection, and it consists of lithium batteries especially, but I do everything because I don't always see which battery is which. So because it's a, if it gets connection with the other battery, it might flame. So it might cause flames, and that, so nobody wants to get burned, the house, basically. It has happened in the world. So please remember that with the batteries everywhere. And then one box which you can find from the bigger points where you sell different kind of electrical devices is that either this kind of a white box, or then there are some shops have their own prettier prettier examples of how where to recycle small electrical devices, like something which are around a little bit less than 30 centimeters, just a little ones which you can easily carry with you. And then also, if you these days you mostly use LED lights and energy saving lamps, they also go in those collections because you can't put them in the mixed waste bin because the burning gases in there are hazardous, so you are not supposed to put them in the mixed waste. And of course, the red marks on the right side of the slide are the hazardous waste marks. So you can find these in bottles, so on. So these you shouldn't also put in the bin if the bottle or container you are having this mark has something in it. But empty bottles, of course, like hairspray, if it's really empty, you can put it. It's usually metal. You can put it in a metal, but if you have something like this. And where you can find these spots, because you don't have this in your accommodation building, it's a great one, which you can actually now, when you know it, you will be able to amaze your friends by knowing where to recycle in Finland. Because we got a website, and it's a national website. The address is in Finnish, info, and but it is in English as well. And there, by your address, you can find the closest recycling points. And here we have a map of Jyväskylä part of it. And there's it doesn't actually show really near to university. It's nearly in the university here, but I have put up the address of my office, and it shows the nearest recycling points where there is something. Like the blue dot is my workplace, and nearest is there. And I know there is, for example, cardboard and paper in that corner. And they are basically meant for people who living in smaller houses, like under 1 to 4 apartments, and they have these special recycling points around the city. But you can also find other, like you can see there's electrical equipment and energy, like there's a hazardous waste dot. You just press it, and then the system will give you the closest point where you can take it. So it's really good. It works all around in Finland, and I myself have been getting phone calls from friends who've been asking, where do I recycle this? And like, I live in Jyväskylä, and they ask me for something from Lapland. And you can just say, okay, I can just see it here. So it's a very good system to find it. So that's about the waste. And next, how to choose something sustainable in mobility. So first of all, probably when you are coming to Jyväskylä, and this is actually something that is quite unique, and we haven't known. There are some things starting in Germany, I believe, but we are still unique. And this is what my workplace has done about the sustainable mobility, is the cargo bike borrowing shop. And it's a place where you can borrow for free a cargo bike. If you have a use, you don't need to have a car. If you don't have a car or you don't want to buy a car, you can borrow us a bigger bike for if you have something you need to, like you move. Some people have also moved their stuff, the apartment to your apartment with these bikes. But if you have a bigger you need to, you can't use the regular bike. So we have these. They are for people to experiment, well, how would life be with a cargo bike? And we borrow them for 1 to 3 days or 1 week, depending on the time of the year. And you can try it. And people have actually been buying those for themselves after finding out it's really usable. And also the universities, what's it in English? The University Students Association, they also have one cargo bike for students to borrow as well. So it's they have been trying our bikes and then decided which bike they want to have for the students for use. So, and also the student accommodation has one electric bike to use as well. So there's possibilities here to borrow these kind of things for your, to help you to move your things. But we also have basic electric bikes if you want to try it, how it would be, because Jyväskylä is, we have quite a lot of hills. If you are cycling here, you will see your, it seems sometimes you are always going uphill. So it's really nice to sometimes to have a cargo bike. And even the university, different parts of the university are on top of the hill. So I have my own electrical cargo bike. So it's very nice to move around the city because it's easier. You are not so sweaty after cycling all over. And all our cargo bikes also have electricity. So it's much easier to use. But then there's also possibilities if you need a car. And of course there are places that rent cars, just regular cars, but I'll show you the most sustainable ways in here. And there's one student house in this place in Jyväskylä, this Kangas, which is quite in the center, quite near where I work, where the dot was on the map. And they have two biogas cars for rent. This is this server called Omago. And the gas is included in the rent price in there. If you want to fuel just petrol, then you have to buy it yourself. But if you just drive with biogas, you have this card you can go to use and fill it for free. So that's included. So the biogas cars, two here. And then there are possibilities for the electric cars as well to rent. And there's in the city center, the city just started this. They have, the city workers have, I think it was three electric cars which are placed in the city center. But after the workday, so after 4 o'clock, they are in use for the citizens, for the people in Jyväskylä to rent, and in the weekends as well. So in the daytime, they are for the city workers, what they need a car for the work, and the other times they are free to rent for other people. And it's also served by Omago, the same server and the same server than the biogas cars. But then also there is this company called Heimo, which has cars in different parts of Jyväskylä, and one of their cars is quite near of this student village in Jyväskylä, in Kortepohja. It's placed there, so it's quite easy to get to it when you, if you, a lot of students live in the student village. So that's why I put that place as an example there. But they're all, you can all find them. They have mobile apps to use it. And what I don't have in here, because I don't have a picture of it, we also have this skateboarding-like things. I don't know what it's in English. It's not like a skateboard, but it has something to hold on. And it just started in, I think in July here, and these boards are used for, there's this little amount what you pay, and it's used in a mobile app as well. And you can leave them anywhere and just take it and then go where you need to go and just leave it. There's some a little bit of distance where you can use it. But these are the opportunities of the mobility. And that's about it. What I wanted to share with you about the possibilities today, because usually I have the 10 minutes of my scheduled time left is for questions, because usually I'm giving this in front of in the classroom, so we got a discussion about these facts. So please feel free to ask if you need some specific answers to something else. I'm trying to stop my presentation because it's I'm having two computer screens and my mouse always goes in the wrong direction. There you go. So I have a question for the rental cars. Do you have Finnish driver's license? I'm told that not, because when I have tried this, no one has asked if I have a driving license. So, because I think when you come to Finland, there's a certain amount of time you can drive without getting the Finnish license anyway, or just some kind of a compromised license. But no one has ever asked even if I have a license when I ever booked a car, because you use just apps from these. But no, I believe not. They are for everyone. You just need to, because you need to register for as a user for those anyway. But please do know how to drive a car. But it's always actually very good, because we just had a change in our traffic law in the beginning of June. So not so much change, but even the Finns are now confused about how we are supposed to drive, because some of the rules changed. Not anything special, but some still. Any other questions you would like to present? So if not, I would like to welcome you to Jyväskylä if you're not here, or if you're just coming a bit later, and hopefully you will be able to come to here, because the city is beautiful and we're hoping to have a really nice winter. And some of our bikes are for use in the winter time as well, with a winter tire, so that would be also a very good experience to do. But we're hoping to see you in Jyväskylä this year.